USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
Those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Your Turkey Day dinner will set you back a little bit less this year.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to a new report from UNICEF, data from 191 countries found no consistent link between reopening schools and increased rates of COVID-19 infection. The report saying schools are not a main driver of community transmission and children are more likely to get the virus outside of a school setting. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As the coronavirus pandemic forces many people to work from home, could they be seeing a new tax? Certified public accountant Dan Geltrude has the details.
This tax is being referred to as a privilege tax. Now, this is not something right now anyway that anyone in government is talking about, but it doesn't mean that because there's talk of a tax, it wouldn't be considered. So this is actually coming from Deutsche Bank. And really what it is it's a tax on people who are working from home. Now, just when we're in the midst of this pandemic and people are getting some benefit from not having to commute and saving perhaps on some other costs, the concept is you would pay a 5% tax for the quote-unquote privilege of working from home. Now, who pays the tax? Well, the proposal is this. The employer would pay that tax if they don't provide a permanent workspace for you at the office. Otherwise, the employee pays the tax.
If the government were to move on a tax like that, it would bring in just over $48 million. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.